7 guests at Mystery Manor. 1 ends up dead. You've got a mystery to solve. How to process the trauma of witnessing your friend's death. Can you get through all 5 stages of this new and disorienting game? It's Grief, the board game. A caper of coping.
Nice, I made it into acceptance.
Good grief.
Grief, the board game. Brought to you when you least expect it.
Today in the Truth, it's a show of mystery, fun, and bad memories. It's our 3rd ever biannual sketch show. This one has a theme. This time we have a theme. It's game night. And this episode has a lot of strong language in it and some sexual content. So it's not for kids. It's strictly intended for ages 12 and up. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and this is The Truth.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a 6th season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Okay, here we go. It's game night.
What's so funny?
Oh, you'll love this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're playing 2 truths and a lie. You say 3 things, mm-hmm. 2 are true, and 1 is a lie, and then we have to guess which one is a lie.
2 truths and a lie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that sounds so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun. I'll play.
All right, it's my turn. Here we go. My first one is that I totaled my dad's car in high school.
Right.
Okay.
My second is that I was an extra in a movie.
Okay. All right.
And my third is that I am distantly related to Bill de Blasio.
Oh.
Mm. Okay. Well, the Bill de Blasio one seems true because it's just like, it's so specific.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's not just random.
I think the movie extra one is the lie.
You sure? Mm.
Yeah, let's lock that in.
Yeah,
you got me. I'm so bad at this game.
So you're related to Bill de Blasio?
Yeah, we're like third cousins.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Okay, I got one. All right, so my first one is on my 11th birthday, after my party, my mom got into this big fight with my aunt about putting my grandmother in assisted living. Nana kept leaving the stove on. But anyway, we had hired this party clown, Silly Billy. My mom hadn't paid him yet. She was in the driveway with my aunt, and Silly was getting impatient. So I waved at him, and he grabbed a birthday balloon, looked me in the eyes, popped it, and shouted, "You're a joke!" Okay, that's my first one. My second one
Oh my God, Amanda, did that really happen to you?
Maybe. Or it could be a lie.
There's no way you made that up. The look in your eyes, the detail.
Maybe I'm just really convincing.
Seemed true, but...
Okay, here's my second one. After that, Silly Billy took off his wig.
This is the same story.
Amanda, now we know this is true because 2 of the stories...
His hair was black and patchy. He went into my parents' bedroom and took one of my mom's necklaces. I said, "You can't take that." And then he leaned into my ear and I could feel his red nose. And he said, "Then maybe I'll take you instead."
Holy shit.
Oh my God, Amanda, are you okay?
What?
This game is 2 truths and 1 lie, and you told the same fucked up story in 2 consecutive parts. Do you understand the game?
Understand it perfectly. 2 of these are completely true, and 1 is definitely a lie.
Forget the game. Did you report him?
No hints. Okay, here's my third one. Minutes later, Silly took a tattoo gun out of his costume bag.
No, Amanda, no, no,
okay,
no.
Okay, come on.
No.
Gave me this tattoo that says, "I belong to Silly Billy."
What?
I belong to Silly Billy!
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a real tattoo. Okay, guess which one's the lie?
Does it matter?
Amanda, can you give us a second?
Guys, what do we do here? Should we guess what we hope isn't true?
I hope none of them are true.
Well, it can't be the third one because she has the tattoo. But on the other hand, the first and second are basically the same event.
Should we even be trying to win this game? Like, let's let her win at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't know, Amanda. Good job.
Woo! Nice! I nailed it. The lie was the tattoo one, by the way.
How was that the lie?
It was a lie of omission. I left out the fact that, to this day, Silly follows me everywhere I go. And whenever I get close to anyone, he makes them his next victim.
What?
What?
Who wants to go next?
I'll play your little game.
Oh my god!
Yeah, guys, this is Silly Billy.
Yeah, yeah.
Two truths and a lie. My first is I'm gonna rip off all your eyelids.
Oh, no.
See, that seems true because it's so specific.
My second is I'm gonna rip off all your eyelids and eat them.
No, please. No,
no, please. No, don't worry, that might be the lie.
And my third one is I'm distantly related to Bill de Blasio.
Oh, I can kind of see it. No, that's definitely the lie, and the other two are true. Oh, no.
The name of the game is Don't Go Bananas. The person who keeps their bananas wins. All you have to do is continue to suppress a childhood trauma for decades.
It's going okay?
Yes, it's going great, okay?
I really want them to like me.
Trust me, they're gonna love you. Just be yourself.
All right, you two, you're up.
Marissa, you've played Taboo before, right?
I'm sure I'll catch on. I'm kind of like an expert on Taboo stuff.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
All right, well, Kyle, you're given clues. Marissa, you will be guessing. Are you guys ready?
I think so.
All right, the timer's set. Ready, and go!
Okay. It's a computer that you can take with you. Mm-hmm. You have a charger for it. Two syllables.
Okay.
First syllable, sit on my
face.
Nope.
Okay.
No. Okay. Let's just do the second syllable. Okay. Not the bottom, but the
dominant.
What? No. Okay. At the airport security, right? Okay. You take it out of your bag.
Like a metal vibrator.
Wow.
You know what, guys? I'm just going to pass on this one.
Sure.
Marissa, you know that it's not all sex stuff, right?
So it's just like regular taboo stuff.
Timer's still going, guys.
Okay, you wear it on your face.
Blackface.
Let me finish. You wear it on your face when you're underwater.
What?
Okay, I'm just going
to
draw it.
No, you're not allowed to draw.
Not allowed to draw it. Mohammed!
No, it's for swimming.
Oh, you can't say that word.
Can't say that word. Is it a racial slur?
No, Marissa.
Let me explain the game to you. The title Taboo has absolutely nothing to do with the content of the game. You got it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
skip. It's that thing where you...
2 seconds.
Incest, cannibalism, butt stuff!
Well, Kyle, this has been fun, but I think it's time for your mother and I to take off.
Yes, it's been really nice meeting you.
No, wait, Mr. and Mrs. Williams, please don't go.
All right, we can play one more round, but we're gonna do the guessing this time.
Okay.
Ready? You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And go.
So it's that thing where...
You whip me on my bottom because I'm a bad boy.
Yes! Never mind.
Sorry.
Sorry.
It's time to say...
I'm super, super sorry.
First, you're way ahead. Then the scandal breaks.
Oops.
It's Public Apology, the board game.
I regret any harm I may have caused to my fellow players, to my family, or the American public.
Had an affair? Embezzled money? Ate tuna fish in a rideshare? Well, get ready to play
Public Apology,
the game you've lost before you've started.
It's just tuna fish.
You're despicable.
It's a guy. It's definitely
it's a man.
A guy. Man walking on the moon?
Yeah, Andy Kaufman. Hmm. Oh, Abraham Lincoln! It's Abraham Lincoln!
Oh, that's time.
No, it was John Stamos.
Oh.
Yeah. Full House.
I really thought it was Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, hold on a second. I'm getting a call. Hey, Mom. Wait, just slow down. Oh, my God. Oh, my God!
What do you think happened?
I don't know. It sounds really bad.
What? When? Where? Why?
I wish she said something specific.
Hey, Sarah, can you quickly tell us what happened?
Guys, can you repeat the order back to me?
What? Can we? I'm just going to ask her to put it on speakerphone.
What? No. What? This is an emergency call. Just give her some space.
Who was driving?
Oh, my God.
Shit.
How much did he sell it for?
Oh, okay. You know what? We need to figure this out. What do we know so far?
Use the board. Sarah's tragedy.
Nice.
Which side of the carnival?
Okay, so someone's buying something. Mm-hmm. Someone was driving.
Yes.
There's a carnival.
Yes.
Okay. The memorial is in D.C.?
Memorial in D.C.? It's Abraham Lincoln.
Sam, you need to stop it with Abraham Lincoln. This is a separate conversation I was going to have with you because you always guess Abraham Lincoln. It's never Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, guys, you got to focus. Focus. What kind of tragedies happen at carnivals?
Kidnapping.
Falling off a Ferris wheel.
Crazy killer clowns. At first I thought she was laughing, but then it turned into like an ambiguous cry right at the
end. I'm so confused right now.
I can't tell if she got good news or bad news.
Yeah, I have a pen.
Okay, wait, guys, she's drawing. It's,
I can't.
What the fuck is that?
But that's the Coast Guard's job.
Why is the Coast Guard at a carnival?
Hydrangeas?
Okay, sounds like hydrangeas.
Hydrangeas, the flower.
Oh, God.
A beard and a top hat?
Oh, come on. That has to be about Abraham Lincoln.
Shut up,
it's not
Sam.
Abraham Lincoln.
All right, bye.
Oh, my God, I know it. I know what it is. I know what the tragedy is. Okay, some guy that Sarah knows bought a motorboat, right? He was driving it and crashed it into the side of a carnival cruise ship. And the Coast Guard ID'd his dead body. And the hydrangeas are flowers for his memorial in D.C.
Yeah, it was my father.
Yes!
Oh, yes!
Man! Oh, my God!
You nailed it! You were the king at this game!
Oh, no, you guys
You're
are great!
So good.
No, it was all you, man.
Wow.
Oh, my God. We are so sorry.
In the game of memory, each card has an image on it that you try to remember. But in this new and exciting game, you see an image that you wish you could forget.
Oh.
It's Bad Memory, the board game. You might see a clown.
Scary.
A telephone.
Sad.
Or a laptop.
Embarrassing.
It's custom made for your bad memories.
I was tormented by a psychotic clown.
My father died in a boating accident. Yeah, I said butt stuff in front of my boyfriend's parents, so I get it.
Bad Memory, a board game of strategic disassociation.
This episode was written by Davey Gardner and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell, with help from Carrie Kasten. A couple of these sketches were originally performed at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York. We'll have a full cast list up on our website, thetruthpodcast.com, where you can also learn more about our show and listen to past episodes. Special thanks to Magnet Theater, who give us a place to meet each week. They also offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Find out more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts. Find out more at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. Our intern is Madeline Stouffer. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.